Live and direct.
Yeah, yeah.
At Dobson Ranch.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 7 of, is it 7?
I was questioning that myself.
Dog. 7 or 8? No, welcome,
seven,
welcome to episode 7 of the Flush Hour podcast. You got your boy Matt Kang.
Christian Heavens.
We got a couple special guests.
Yeah, yeah. Who we got?
Gabriel Salmonera.
One and only.
A.K.A. OG.
Boston Pope.
A.K.A.
Boston.
The city.
Yo.
Gabe, I know one thing. Gabe might be new to this, but he can't be on here on, you know, eating, chewing
Slim
and
Jims.
Got his brother like Slim Jims. Ah,
and he got a yellow Gatorade. Like,
dang.
That's the worst flavor of all time.
Hey, bro, we're really chilling, but we're going to do what we normally do. We're just going to stick to the protocol.
Just get right into it, man. We could do a fit check. I'm on a super casual vibe, but, like, just talk about it quickly.
I think we all super casual. I got the not invited golf club stuff on. That's my boy. Actually, my whole crew. We had a boys trip last week, so we was kicking it. It was dope.
So that's about it?
And I won some money off of him. Heck yeah, we was down in West Florida balling.
He got strokes.
Hey, shout out to my boy Clay. We played at the park. That's where they had the, the match. That course is dope. The greens are perfect. We played Trump Jupiter and some other course that they had, some Champions Tour event. But all the people showed us love. The GM, they rolled out the red carpet for us. So shout out to y'all.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for the invite, Clay.
Nah, he's not invited.
Yeah. And then you see me, Yankee hat, Market t-shirt, some New Balances like my boy Boston. Keeping it casual. Obviously, we got Gabe, sponsored athlete. Talk about it.
Right, what's the
Quiet
name?
Golf. You know, I got my boy Matt. He sponsored me. He helped.
I didn't sponsor you. They did. But
like a week and a half ago. It was like a week ago, 2 weeks
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. And then we got Boston here, looking like he came from mountain biking.
Casual shorts and a shirt.
Got a mullet right before he came over here as well. But
let's keep it going. Though, hey, speaking of fits. I see none of us got the, Sunday red. We got to put a pause in between because it's three words.
Three words.
I don't know. You need to explain that, but it's trash.
You don't like it?
I'm with you, too, though.
Why? By the way, how old are you?
18.
So why doesn't an 18-year-old like Sunday red?
It's basic as hell.
Bruh, what is your first memory of Tiger as an 18-year-old? Like, actual live golf, not watching recordings or anything.
Not no scandals or nothing, either. What's your first memory of Tiger golfing?
The scandals was pre... Was it
before? I didn't play golf. Back in the day.
Okay, so the question is, what's the last memory you have of, first memory you have of Tiger Woods golfing?
Him limping at his last tournament.
I hate it. See, they never seen him thrive because they never seen. They think Scotty doing something.
What about you? What do you think of Sunday Red? And then what's your first memory of Tiger?
I don't mind Sunday Red. I haven't been paying attention to it.
Quiet golf better.
Quiet golf.
shout out Quiet Golf.
I guess shout out to Quiet Golf, the gang.
First memory comes to mind is that one putt that he made on... for the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines.
Was that Tiger or was that me against you?
He's talking a lot of trash right now, and you can't back it up.
I'm so pretty sure that was... We'll figure it out.
Playing some matches. Y'all been... We'll talk about it later. Okay, we'll bring it up. Unless Matt, you want to talk about it?
No, we're good.
Okay, we good.
No, we're good. We're good.
Bro, what you think about Sunday Red, though?
I actually like it. I think it's, like, it's cool. I like how they did Midnight.
Not cool is not the word.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I think it's cool to see Tiger... I thought that was a bug. I think it's cool to see Tiger do something new. The way he dropped it at Midnight is like different than any other brand has done in the golf space. So I think that was really thought out. But I also think, I think they really failed with the models that they used in the campaigns. They're just a bunch of old.
But that's got to be his market, though.
Like, it is his market. It is his market. But then they were able. They were like, pants were too short on some of the models. The shirts were a little too tight. The color of the belt was off. And it was like, yo, you could have thought about this a little bit better. You could have hired better models for this campaign.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't. So, product wise, I still think it's fire. I bought some stuff. But,
for real?
Yeah.
And just to resell it, that resale going
crazy.
I kept it.
No. But
I'm selling.
Marketing wise, I give them like honestly like a 2 or 3 out of 10.
Got to.
We got some homie. What's up? We're on a podcast here, but it's all good. You pull up, say hi.
To be honest, it just looks like Nike.
Well, that's true. It's definitely Nike. Yeah, for sure.
What's up, man?
Look, yeah, what's up? What's up? You know, he in there. Welcome to Flush Hour. He made the Flush Hour
turn
camera
on,
right
turn around. Turn around. Say hi to the camera.
That's where we tried to give you a warning. We out here though.
This is called diversity. We got Asians pulling up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, that's love. See you, man.
All right, Doc. When people like were mad about the prices, which I don't know. I mean,
they're expensive.
Golf's just expensive, though.
Golf's just expensive. Really. Let me look at where we're at. We're at a driving range right now. It's 9 o'clock, and there's literally 500 people here waiting to hit golf shots.
That's my pack. Supply and demand.
They're all paying $22 a bucket to hit golf, to limited flighted golf balls.
Yeah,
so.
We still in golf, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about the word? Like, why did Tiger put it, like, a three-letter, like, Sunday Red?
They said it was, like, the actual name Sunday Red was licensed already.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they couldn't run with it.
They
could have
came up with something else creative, though. I don't like that either.
So would you?
I don't like
the logo. Would you cop? Tiger Red.
No.
No? You definitely won't. Would you? I copped.
I ain't cop. I ain't gonna say I wouldn't. The towel looked tight, but I don't like the logo. I don't like the name.
That's crazy.
It's just not. It's not.
I completely disagree with you guys.
What about the logo?
I like
the logo.
The logo
say Tiger Woods.
I don't want it to say Tiger Woods.
That is true.
I want it to be different, but also be Tiger Woods. And I think they did a good job with it. I don't like the idea of them saying.
It looked like a damn Slazenger logo.
See, that was the thing, is if they were smart, they should have bought Slazenger's rights or La Tigre, which is another brand.
They shouldn't even be close to that bull. That shit. They shouldn't even be close to it.
I like it.
Back in the day, the old TW logo was hard.
Yeah, that was hard. But you don't own that.
I know, but do something like that.
You don't know about that old logo, do you?
I know. It's a circle.
It looks like almost like an Oakley logo.
Yeah, that was hard.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
No, that was hard.
Anyways.
You can play golf. Yeah.
Let's talk about we zooming by some stuff. My boy, he got an event on Monday.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
So we all just did US Open qualifying.
Except for Gabe.
Or except for Boston.
And Boston.
He hasn't played yet.
Okay, right.
I played terribly. But I did make 5 birdies, so I'm proud of myself. Participation award, I'm not gonna talk
Which
about my
makes
score.
It more
but it was
impressive
bad.
That I don't know if it makes it more impressive or good you had 5 birdies and shot that score.
That's embarrassing.
But you fought. I was embarrassed.
I fought. Right. But I get a D for effort. You played yours, what, yesterday?
Yeah, I played mine yesterday. I actually hit the ball good. I just didn't putt good. Whatever. You either make it or you don't.
And we got Gay playing. When are you playing your US Open qualifier?
Monday at DC Ranch.
He's the Sniper Gang's last hope. To play in the U.S. Open.
We pulling for him. We praying for him. We're going to go out there and kick balls in the fairway and everything.
I'm going to cause problems for everybody. So let's just hope he gets dialed in to win that thing.
Yeah, for sure. What else?
Boston. We're on a podcast. If you whisper in front of us, we're way too close for us to not hear. Right. And the camera's right in front of you.
Right?
Edit that out. We're not editing nothing. This is all part of it. This is all going on YouTube.
Right. What time is it at?
7:30.
You could have just asked that out loud.
Yeah.
Golly. Get your hands down.
You can't see my pretty face. Everybody support Flush Hour.
They can't see my pretty face.
Hey, because my boy, he can handle the crowd. He liked the show. You know what I'm saying? He did pretty well out there at the grass clippings. I watched that. What's that? It was on like this week on what's that channel?
It was on TBS. TBS.
It was on HBO, TBS.
Gabe got TV time.
Out there looking fresh. Ass Sniper Gang looking good.
Fourth. Tied for fourth.
All right. One thing we need to do is we're gonna talk about these things. We gotta like let the person speak, so that because it's too many people here. So Boston, control yourself. just breathe and stay calm.
That's funny. Shoot, but look, what else we got, man? Keep it with fashion.
Nelly
was out there. You know what?
She's
Who else was
good.
At the Met Gala?
Everybody.
But I think, like in golf, I think Brooks Koepka was out there once, right? Like
I don't think so.
I
don't think
was.
So.
Let me go look. At
I don't think so. I think you're wrong
anyway,
about
what
that.
What you think about it? Her fit.
I think it was cool. Oscar De La Renta. It was a classic, timeless fit. She looked amazing.
I'm just take your word for it. That's how you pronounce that.
Yeah, it is. She looked awesome, but then again, like I talked about it the other day with you, like to see her wear like a very casual Nike fit after is very cringeworthy for me because she talked about how good she felt and how special she felt.
Right.
Being probably the first golfer ever invited to something like that, which is crazy because I thought I was going to get an invite, but I didn't. But she looked good. I wished, you know, she can translate that into her actual reality of her job.
Well, that's Nike job. Nike need to come through it.
Nike is failing.
What y'all think about women's golf? Y'all know any golfers, any fashion? Y'all see anybody that y'all like, damn, they kind of dope.
They all look the same.
Yeah, it's about the same.
They all dress the same. Nike, Adidas.
That's true. You ain't wrong about that. No cap in his raps. Yeah, I don't know about Gabe. What are your opinion on women's golf and women's fashion, being like a guy that just graduated college from a top school?
I don't keep up with women's golf, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, I kept up with like the ASU women's golf, but that was pretty much it. Nothing else, really.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I went to ASU. What do you expect? Of course I'm
not. All right, that's cool.
Yeah, that's funny there. We kind of drag it.
By the way, we're winging this because we're outdoors.
Golf ain't gave us much. And I'm going to tell y'all what was really causing us to be really stale and quiet. I just got to break the ice and the elephant in the room.
Don't say it.
We trying to find things. Golf is moving slow. We know what the world and our culture is overtaking with. But I'm trying to be a good friend. And I'm trying not to bring up a certain battle and, you know, war that's been going on.
I don't know. There ain't no battle.
With my fellow
Toronto, stand up. There ain't no battle.
You know, I really want to talk about that. But we ain't going to talk about it.
No, we could talk a little about it.
No, it's all right.
Who went in this rap beef?
Wow, that's not even a question no more. Just say, okay.
The boy. Who's winning this rap beef?
Drake.
Who's winning this rap beef? Drake. End of conversation.
Me. Don't you ask me. See, that's why I didn't even want to bring it up.
End of conversation.
Y'all just delusional, and I'm obviously biased. But that's cool.
That's cool. Next topic. Let's get into the PGA.
PGA?
That's something that they both can talk about.
Right. Y'all been to Valhalla?
No.
You definitely have. Yeah. The way you said that.
Valhalla is dope. Valhalla,
have you been to
dope.
Valhalla?
Nope.
I don't even know where Valhalla is.
It's in Louisville, Kentucky, Florida.
Oh my God! Come on,
coming from Boston. You supposed to understand geography and cities and stuff. You come on, Boston. Damn. No, Valhalla's dope, man. Especially Rory's won there, Tiger's won there, Ballers went out at that course. And Rory's playing good this week. I'm gonna save my pick for later, but Ballers win at that course.
Tiger's prepared.
No, we ain't even gonna talk about Tiger no more.
So let's get everybody's pick.
We going straight there?
Yeah.
All right, bet.
Who's your pick?
I'm going last because I got.
All right, Gabe. Who's your pick for the PGA Championship this week? Boston's looking up at stats right now.
Rory McIlroy.
See, that just fucked my whole stuff up.
Yeah. Who's your pick? Who's your pick for the PGA Championship?
What is this boy doing?
He's looking up names.
He thought he was up names of golfers.
Low key.
Shoffley.
Oh,
what's his first name?
He's balling
Xander
out now.
Yeah,
Xander's right. Balling out now. He's winning right
My
now.
My pick is Fuzzy Zeller.
Matt, why can't we ever take something serious?
No, I'm just playing with you. My pick this week is... Oh, we got no live players, right?
No, they are in there. That's what I was about to make the switch. I was about to pick.
I'm gonna go
DJ.
Taylor Gooch is still at Augusta.
No, I'm playing. Taylor Gooch is playing.
I'm gonna say Dustin Johnson.
Hell no. Wait, did he play good the last couple weeks?
He's going under the radar right now. He's ready to go.
Brooks
is Mr. PGA. He didn't win in Bell.
Brooks ain't winning. Brooks ain't winning.
He just won the last live event.
Yeah, in Singapore.
Yeah, wherever that it was.
I should have seen that if it was in Singapore.
Well, you ain't watching. You ain't really see there.
No, but I don't think Brooks is winning.
All right. Let me.
You want me to pick someone else?
No, you pick
I'm
Rory.
I'm not picking Scotty no more. Let me see. I got a live player. I just don't. All right, I'm going with Taylor.
Taylor Gooch?
I'm going with Taylor Gooch.
What?
He's probably going to be the worst.
That's just because Chris should be hanging out at Silverleaf way too often around Boyd Summer.
I just don't know how the heck Rom been playing.
Rom ice cold.
Rom out there grinding. Rom chilling for a little bit. He's
Rom made too much money.
Managing
yeah.
his money, getting adjusted to the life. Honestly, no. I'm going back to Rory.
Oh, my God. This dude's switching up.
It's a good pick.
I know. I think Rory's going to win.
It's a good pick.
First, he getting ready to leave. He finna win this time, and then it's the perfect way to win this and win the PGA. Put your money up to about your stock up to about $1 billion. Leave,
so we got Rory. Join up.
I gotta take Rory.
Rory.
Fuzzy's out.
Fuzzy.
You know why I said that, right? You know that clip where he's like talking shit about about Tiger?
Yeah.
I just, somehow it came up on my phone and I was like, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah,
but what did I say? Who's winning? Dustin Johnson.
And you said Xander.
Xander Schauffele.
All right. How much are we putting on this?
This might be the first time that Tiger... Is Tiger even playing?
No, he's already there.
Invitation.
He's already there.
He
looked beat up.
He's looking rough.
He's looking rough.
look like he meant, like, not like Anthony Kenruff.
No, but he's looking as bad as one could look.
Really? Was he limping and stuff?
It's just like his face just looks, you know how he always looks lean?
Right.
He just looks bloated, like he didn't shave.
I heard that ain't like him.
No, he's looking.
He's stressing out because them Sunday Red sales aren't.
Them joints sold out. But there's a couple golf brands here that I'm seeing that did not sell out.
See, we need to have people see what we got going, dog.
I mean, we can.
Dobson Ranch. Hey, this is the future. Like, I'm trying to get something like this in St. Y'all got something like this in Toronto?
No.
Just no.
One of my homies though did buy, like, a friend of a friend. He bought a par three golf course. So he just built this 18-hole par three golf course with, like, tour practice facilities though.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's dope.
That's dope. That's real dope. Well, we're gonna get it cracking, man.
Hit that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all gotta pull up to Toronto.
Yeah, I gotta stop. Yep. Right. Speaking of that, Drake won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yo, you know when you pull up to the city, you better check in, right?
I gotta check it. Hey, y'all better check in when y'all go to LA.
I'm there next week. Ooh, I'm there next week.
You better put okay.
I'm gonna be there on Tuesday. We got a little range link up out there.
For real?
I didn't tell you this?
Matt, tell the folks.
All right, this is what happened. I got invited to play Riviera on Tuesday.
That's hot. He invites all the hot stuff.
We're good for now.
Actually,
thank you.
Do you want some?
We got our families here.
Yeah, we got the families out here.
You want some?
No, I'm good.
I kind of like how casual this is.
It's chilling.
It's a good vibe. I got invited to play Riviera. And my wife said, you could go as long as you have business. So I forced myself to have a range link up. So if you're in...
She wants a white cloth.
All right. She got the money. What's she doing?
She said to put it on your tab.
Do y'all see how this works?
You want a drink?
See there? Yeah, I might as well get that Jack and Coke drink.
Yeah, for sure. Do you guys have a range card or a smash pass?
Yeah, I do.
I'm really ashamed to say this because I don't really like the brand. But can I order a Bad Birdie beer?
Hey, them Bad Birdie beers.
Yeah,
fire.
For sure.
By the way, we're recording something behind you, so if you're okay being in it.
Yeah, well, you're on the Flesh Hour podcast.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm really embarrassed that I ordered that beer in front of people. I'm gonna get roasted.
Man, that beer is fire.
No, you're good.
You're good.
So just the white
I might get a transfusion. No, go ahead. That's good.
No, that's good.
And the Juicy Girl now. Bad Birdie?
Yeah.
Perfect.
For Boston.
And for Christian?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'll pay you.
And then that total for you guys is going to come out to $23.75.
Actually, can you just put it on the card?
Yeah. Kind of how?
Yeah.
Perfect. Is that back for you?
All right. Appreciate it.
I didn't even know you had a member card here.
Yeah, I'm certified out here.
Ask you a quick question, and then sorry to interrupt your guys' podcast.
That's all right.
No, you're good. Just make sure you follow us.
Oh, yeah, I will. What is it called?
Flush Hour. Yeah. My name is Matt Kang. This is Christian Heavens.
Yes, indeed.
Gabriel Salvanera.
Hold it down.
Boston Post.
Is it on like Spotify or something?
It is.
Everything.
It is. Everything.
Everywhere. YouTube. You know, guys should be talking to her. But Instagram, that's it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Flush Hour?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, sounds good.
Got another follower.
Okay,
shout out to y'all.
Thanks, Ella.
Oh, you know her like that.
I work with her.
Oh, yeah, you work here. My bad. All right. Well,
what else we got? We got probably a couple more minutes on this battery. This is our first time doing this. It's gonna look different.
It's probably the last topic we have to. And then we're gonna have to shut it down.
All right, bet. You got one?
No. You got a question?
Man.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's four homies just kicking it.
Just kicking it, talking, looking out here. I'll get such a feeling.
I mean, what we can do is we can have this drink and we can go to the putting green and I can just show you guys how to putt for some money.
That ain't gonna happen. See this.
You don't think
it's
gonna happen? You put money on it?
Matt, would you shoot at
Gabe?
Don't worry about it. This is not golf. This is
putting. How many times did y'all play? Y'all played against each other lately? Y'all been playing some golf.
We probably played against each other like 20 times.
How many times you won? I'm glad you exaggerated.
Maybe three.
That's a goose.
No, that's cat. A couple times at Phoenix Country Club. A couple times at Quintero. The first two times at Phoenix Country Club, I remember I won. Trust me, I filmed it.
Bruh. No. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Christian, how you throw me under the bus and as a team?
He just beat Kiko last
as
week.
As a team, twice.
In 2024.
Yeah.
And we don't want to talk about these losses. Just our girls are here.
Right. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's about the end of that.
Hey, we still got our match. So I'm thinking we're going to do this that live on YouTube.
But let's handle this putting match after. A little bit of money. Nothing crazy.
Sure.
Ooh.
Let's do it. Everything crazy.
What about me and Kiko against the Flush Hour? How's
that's
that?
A w
how's that
us.
Record?
We're 0-2 in exhibition, but we're 1-0 manifesting.
All right, thank you.
I didn't order this.
Bro.
I didn't order this drink.
Bro, first of all.
Cheers.
I'm going to start playing Cheers. I need my cup. But they be playing at their home course, first of all.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They play more golf than us.
Pick the time and place. We will be there whenever you guys want.
We gotta go to a like a really tight golf course.
That's worse. That's worse for you.
Right.
Are you out of your mind? I'm dialed, bro. I'm 1-0 in May against Kiko.
May just started.
Eternity, right. So this started.
I don't look about the. Yeah. I don't look behind the past. I look towards the future.
What happened?
I went 1-0, and then I got invited to Riviera. What did you do?
What happened at ACC when Kiko played with you?
I shot 2-under.
What did he shoot?
I don't remember.
That was...
All I know is he holed out and he balled out. He shot, I think he shot 6 or 7.
Who, Kiko?
Yeah. And we still lost.
Nah, it's not enough. They need to understand that I'm not caddying as much anymore. I'm about to start practicing.
Oh,
and
it's just gonna that's be why we're here right now.
You're still hitting them swinging draws.
No, I don't.
All I know is that this podcast got a little off track topic, but it's okay.
We ain't had no topic. We've been bouncing around, guessing, and doing this all day.
I'm the best golfer in this group. I'm about to show it on the putting green. No questions asked. Toronto got the best rapper, and that's it.
I just don't agree with nothing like that. Like, that's just. Anyway, I'm finna go just on this putting green, like he said. Show them that they just not like us.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Every time I win that putt, I just get a feeling of euphoria. It's just amazing. And I'm trying to just tell them that they really not like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Really between like the both of you, and this is a big pause, but you guys are both looking a little swole. You've been doing push-ups lately together.
Huh? Look, don't worry. Y'all not like that. It's okay.
I see when you do them push-ups, you got a lot of heart, too. You got a lot of heart.
He trying to strike a chord.
I'm trying to strike a chord because at the end of the day, I love my brothers and family matters.
Look, I ain't dealing with you no more, okay? All right.
That's kind of how the whole thing ended, so.
He brought him and his wife here, and when you look in the mirror, you see two bad bitches.
Oh, man. I don't want to say what I wanted to say because then it'll just get out of hand. But just want to appreciate everybody pulling up to the Flush Hour
podcast.
It's all
fun and games. Over y'all. Love y'all.
Yeah.
I love Drake.
It's the boy.
Love y'all.
Boston.
His name's Gabe. Don't do all that.
Shout out to Quiet God.
Again, it's your boy, Mac Hang.
Christian Heavens.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 7.
See y'all next week.
Honestly, that shit was kind of funny.
That was sick.
Doors and we got there. It started off a little slow. We didn't really prepare for this.
Do you want me to turn it off?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Watch I plug the shit in wrong and it don't none of the sound record. Right. None of the sound.